don't want you to know? Information you can use to begin freeing yourself from that load of debt? We're Debt OK, and we've got free information about a program those banks don't want you to hear that can help you get free of your debts faster than you thought possible. And right now, we'll tell you for free. That's right, free information that could set you free. Call 1-800-226-7992. Those big banks have mastered the tricks to keeping you trapped in debt. Time to turn the tables to get out of debt once and for all. See just how easy it can be to change your life. For this confidential free information, you must call now. Turn the tables on the banks today. Call 1-800-226-7992. 1-800-226-7992. 1-800-226-7992.
Slap hitters in the infield? Not these days, it seems. We'll take a look after this word from Geico.
Geico insures your car. But don't you want to make all the other stuff you own feel as warm and safe as your car does? Sure you do. That's why Geico can help you with homeowners and renters insurance. Get your free rate quote at geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
There was a time when shortstops and second basemen were just slap hitters, but did you see Boston beat Anaheim on July 28th? Beantown got four homers, one by each member of the infield. The Elias Sports Bureau says it's the first time that's happened in more than 4 years. The last team to do it was Milwaukee, and get this, the same guy was playing second base in both games. That's Geico's Watching the Games.
Geico could save you hundreds on car insurance. In fact, Geico can help insure everything you drive. ATVs, boats, motorcycles, love motorcycles. The wind rushing through my scales. Visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO for your free rate quote.
4 8-ounce glasses of milk, 7 pounds of broccoli. It's not always easy to get the calcium we need from our diet. And with 1 in 4 women at risk for osteoporosis, good thing there's Caltrate. Our bodies steal calcium from our bones. Caltrate delivers 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D in just 2 tablets and may reduce the risk of osteoporosis. 7 pounds of broccoli? And now big news. The same Caltrate comes in a new, smaller, easy-to-swallow pill. Use as directed along with healthy diet and exercise.
AutoZone. Protect your engine through the dog days of summer with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Right now at AutoZone, get a free STP oil filter when you purchase a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil. Everything you need for a complete oil change. See store for restrictions and details. Make sure your car can beat the heat. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Tracy Burgess with the Fan Highway Patrol, brought to you by Allstate. Want to save money without cutting insurance coverage? Get to Allstate today, dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate. On the Van Wyck southbound at Union Turnpike, we have a stall check trailer being towed off. Northbound delays being easing out now from Atlantic Avenue to Queens Boulevard. Checking out the crossings. Inbound GWB accident on the upper level. Right lane is blocked mid-span, so 5 to 10 minutes at the tolls, then heavy once you get on the structure. But it's better than the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel, because 30-minute delays on each. 287 northbound between the Turnpike and Exit 4. Slow traffic, accident cleared at Exit 10. And on the Garden State Parkway, car fire. This is southbound as you make your way into 78 at Hillside. The WFAN forecast for today. The sun, the clouds, the showers, the humidity, the thunderstorms. Anytime. It's a mixed bag today. It could be wild. Could feel like 100. Mid-90s where we're going to. 81 and hazy. Have a great one. I'm Tracy Burgess with the Van Highway Patrol.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton.
All right, da-da-da. A little Green Day on a Thursday in New York City. I am an American idiot. Boomer and Carton on the Fan. That can be the name of this show. We are American idiots. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, Boomer Esiason, I hope you're not included. I hope you're not one of the 6,000, my friend. 6,000 former NFL players suing EA Sports.
There are 6,000 of us alive?
But you'd have to be in that group,
I would imagine.
Right?
I guess I didn't realize. Am I part of some lawsuit?
Yep. A class action suit accuses EA Sports of knowingly and intentionally capitalizing on retired players' likenesses without paying a cent in licensing fees.
Yeah, I knew that was
going
on.
Or seeking their permission.
There you go.
So there you go. So in other words, Boomer Esiason wouldn't be in the game as Boomer Esiason. And said there'd be a white guy on the Bengals, number 7, throwing lefty.
Yeah, that's
but,
not me.
But it would not have your name on it.
That's not me.
Now, you were, I always said it when I used to play, You know, the early Nintendo game, Tecmo Bowl,
yep.
Your name was not on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's probably around the time you guys had the quarterback club, too, I imagine, right?
I have no idea what was going on. You know?
Just saying. I mean, so you're a part of this suit, I guess. What do you think? You'll get a couple dollars out of it?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it. I don't know anything about it.
Well, I mean, if your name's attached to it, do you think you should
but
do
research?
But I don't
know if my name is attached to it.
Well, there's six. How many? Could there be 6,000?
I mean, it's 1,500 players in a league, right?
So I guess there could be 6,000 alive retirees, easily.
I would think so.
Right? How many guys do you think leave the league every year? 250?
Oh, I think it's bigger turnover than that.
You think it's more than that?
Oh, yeah.
Think it's 500 guys turnover every year?
Well, how about, like, take a look at the Jets. You know, if you have 10, if you have, what, 6, 7, 8? About 8 draft picks, right?
Plus a couple of free agents.
Right.
So maybe 15 per team. You could have about 600 turnover every year, I guess, right?
I would
right?
think so, yeah.
Right,
probably
so
one of the most frustrating things from the standpoint of the NFLPA and its director, in this case, Damore Smith, is you have an ever-changing, you know, flock of people that you're trying to talk to. So every year you got to re-educate
right.
the new guys.
Right. Well, anyway, EA Sports is being sued by these players saying that they use their likenesses and they never paid for it. What do you
is think? There a video game like for Legends?
Well, you have Legends teams on Madden. You can play a Legend team on Madden.
You can.
You
can
play like some of the great Steel Curtain teams, some of your Cowboy teams.
So you
could
back play
in the
like
day.
A 2010 Jet team against the 77
yes.
Steelers.
Yes, you can. Yes,
but that's
can.
Where they don't have their
but
names.
But they don't
right.
have the names there. So Terry Bradshaw is quarterbacking. So it's his number and he's white, but it doesn't
12.
Say Bradshaw.
Right.
No, a lot of times they'd be a number off. Like, Boomer might be number 8 in the game, but he's
or
still lefty.
Or sometimes all the players have the same exact numbers. There's no differentiating numbers.
But it'll say 77 Steelers.
Yes, it will. Hmm. That is correct. Yes. Don't act like you don't play, Jerry.
I don't. I don't
you
have
don't
Madden.
You don't play Madden?
No.
How could you not play Madden?
I don't have it.
You have sons.
I play hockey with them.
Aren't you going to play Madden 11 with little Maddie?
I actually plan to get it, yes.
And what system do you have at home? PS3,
Wii.
Xbox?
Wii.
Well, you're not going to play it on the Wii.
Why?
Because it's brutal on the Wii.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, you don't want to play Madden on
See,
the Wii.
Baseball's not good either on the Wii.
No, none of the true sports are good on Wii.
Why?
Because they're just not built that way. Because
what am I going to get, PS3?
True sport games are built for the thumbs.
Right.
Thumbs and index fingers behind on the R1 and L1 buttons. See?
All right.
That's how you play games.
So PS3 is what I need.
Get the you know, I tell you what. As a gift for you, for Boomer and I being simulcast at MSG, we will together, as a co-gift, we will buy you a PS3 with Madden 11.
All right.
Ain't that right, Boomer?
No.
Well, I'm not going to buy it and not be reimbursed.
Why don't we just buy him a wax? A wax.
I won't do that.
No, we'll
wax
get you.
I won't do that.
Should
for
we buy
the neck.
You want to buy the whole staff PS3s as our gift to them? Because they're not going to make any money on TV.
What if we have PS3s already? What else could we get?
Like, in other words, you want to have, like, a credit? Like, maybe we can give you the Sky Mall. We'll give you Sky Mall and you get a credit.
How about we'll give all of you $500 Sky Mall credits? Would that be better for you?
I would like that, yeah.
Yeah, Eddie, is that okay by you?
Or cash is always good.
Cash. I mean
always
comes back to cash.
Look a gift horse in the mouth.
We try to do a nice thing, get you all PS3s, and then it's got to be, I already
have one. We should just get them. We should just get them, like the American Express gift card.
But that's like giving them cash.
Yeah, I know, but it's a card, though, instead, so it's not really cash.
But you're using cash to get it.
But I guess you could cash it in, but you can go buy whatever you want.
Well, we put
I always thought the gift card was kind of a cop-out gift. It's like
it's
you put no thought
into
it.
Oh, it's a great gift. Of course you
it's
don't put any thought into it. It's tremendous.
I
go
never
get what you want. I don't want to step on your toes and get something
Yeah,
along.
I never liked the gift card as a gift. It's like you don't care enough about me to actually buy me something that you know I'll like.
Yeah, like
no
Craig
question.
Likes to see your reaction to the gift. Like he
I
likes
do.
That
oh,
part.
You get me a gift card, you'll see a reaction.
Like
come
if you don't call me within 3 hours of responding to my gift, I'm very hurt by that.
Like
when I got you guys the basket when your baby
Right,
when
it didn't show up.
That was not my fault.
I didn't say it was.
But did I call you or not?
And did I not say, Al, I feel kind of awkward about this?
You did, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, Boomer sent the basket just from himself. It's
kind
of awkward.
The baby was born on Sunday. Boomer's gift showed up at Monday at 5 o'clock.
Right. When did my gift get there?
2 weeks later.
No, it was not 2 weeks. Be honest.
A week later?
It was that far away?
Yeah, because it was like Thursday when you finally said the baby's been born for 4 or 5 days
I was like, yeah, you haven't
what
acknowledged the gift I got you. Yeah. And then the gift basket place said to me, we always wait till the baby gets home and is healthy before we send it. And I go, how would you know?
Exactly.
Remember when you got those nice fruit baskets around Christmas time and half the staff didn't thank you?
Yes. Yeah.
That's rude.
Boomer.
What?
Isn't that rude when they don't thank us when we get them?
I got thanked. Actually, not only did I get thanked, the guy that I sent, one of the people that I actually sent something to screamed and yelled at the guy that sent it for me. How about that?
I get it.
Well, you remember I sent everybody West Virginia steaks.
I think we're okay with that
steaks.
Story. Here
remember,
we go.
Remember I sent everybody West Virginia steaks?
Yes, yeah, very
then
nice.
Then somebody who received the steaks called the company up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Said,
the steaks
how
were bleeding.
How dare you send this stuff to me? This is disgusting.
There was blood coming out of a box outside someone's front door, and someone didn't know what it was.
And little did that little person know that I had an attachment to the person who owns the company.
Well, little did that person know it wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow's head in the box.
It was a little
out.
Baby, little tweet, tweet, birdie, birdie.
And then, of course, little did that person know, someone go running to Boomer. Guess what, Boomer? Anyway, yeah, Jerry Reckers here.
So you just be quiet, you over there.
Sponsored by Seneca Tablets, providing gentle relief from occasional irregularity associated with travel, stress, or dietary changes. Get relief with Seneca Tablets. Use only as directed. Fitting, probably, where A-Rod decided to land his 600th career home run.
Alex Rodriguez hits into Monument Park.
John Sterling, WCBS, youngest player to reach 600.
Let me ask you a quick question, guys. Alex Rodriguez plays another 10 years as a Yankee, whatever that contract is, right?
Right.
He winds up with 780 home runs. Just be ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
Do the Yankees put out a monument of him at any point, dead or alive?
I think it's possible, yeah.
Booms.
They do. Depends on how many World Series he wins.
Let's
yeah,
say,
I think that. I think, you
okay.
know, Jeter's got a monument coming.
For sure.
Mariano's got a monument
for
coming.
For sure. Let's right? say they win two more World Series.
You think
so
Posada's
he has three
got a
Yankee
monument
World
coming?
Series.
So he gets three in 10 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think, Booms?
Does Mariano and Pettit get monuments?
Mariano gets a monument.
I think
for
Mariano.
Sure.
How about Posada?
Because Pettit does not get a monument.
How could Pettit not get a monument?
He left.
Ah.
They didn't want
yeah,
him.
But Babe Ruth didn't start here.
Who?
Babe Ruth.
I thought you said Beirut.
I wasn't sure what you said there. remember when they said to Mariah Carey, what do you think about the situation in Beirut? And she goes, he was a hell of a ball player.
So she's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Like her husband.
Hilarious. I don't know that Posada gets one, Boom.
I don't either.
I don't think he gets one.
And how could you say Andy Pettit's not going to get one?
Jeter
I don't think
Rivera.
Andy Pettit gets one.
Those are the only two to me right now.
Yeah, I agree. But so if A-Rod wins three World Series as a Yankee.
No.
And winds up hitting, I don't know, whatever the number is. Whatever, make up the number.
I like 780, I think.
Winds
so.
Up hitting 350 Yankee
Let's
home
say
runs.
Let's 800.
He hits 800.
But not all as a Yankee. Like, he won't be the leading Yankee
them, though,
of all time.
But a hell of a lot of them.
Yeah, no, he'll have like 400 Yankee home runs, let's say.
He might.
Three World Series, no MVP
you know,
awards.
He's going to end up with the best stats of all time. So you might have to on that premise.
Right. I think you got to. Well,
yeah, would you give him
one? I do put an asterisk on it.
Okay. Like you put his over in like a different corner of the
put it in right field.
That's where Pettis would go too, since he cheated also. I got Jerry.
That home run came in a Yankee when they beat Toronto 5-1. Rodriguez is getting motivation by having some alone time with Derek Jeter.
Last night after the game, I stayed back with the captain, and we had a nice conversation in one of the back rooms back there. And
Jeter's
the captain. Ooh. Look at that.
You should be jealous.
Well.
You should be jealous.
I'm telling you.
And A-Rod alone. You think they were tag team in Cameron Diaz?
In a back room.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Jeter's saying, good to
Maybe
see you.
Maybe having a beer or something.
Jeter says, good to see he appreciates my time because I'm Derek Jeter.
It's a special moment for him. It's well-deserved, and I'm sure he's going to enjoy it for a long time.
That special moment being that meeting that he had with Jeter in
the
back room.
Yeah. As for the home run, man.
Not just that, he also gets to go home, and you know full well that Cameron Diaz has to perform a little bit extra like a circus act for
Imagine
him.
The night he
no,
had
that's
last night.
Not true.
No, of course it's true.
I mean,
no,
you hit your 600th home run.
He's
600th. I don't see A-Rod like that. I think A-Rod's a little
you know?
More of a missionary.
Boomer, and when I hit my...
left Toronto at nine strippers.
Let me explain something to you. The next time ratings come out, I go home. I expect my wife
deserves,
to perform.
That deserves a monument, Jerry.
Well, he's got that monument all set. My wife's ready to perform certain extra acts when ratings come out. It's a special day.
Eddie, enough for it. It's like
why do you have
water?
Boomer doing it, by the
what
way?
What are you doing?
I ain't going to
you
Boomer's
guys are
house.
Close and all, but jeez.
Boom and I ain't sharing a hotel room on ratings day.
I don't like to think about A-Rod and those. And I just want him to hit home runs, play third base. He was the greatest shortstop of his time. He moved to third base, came to the Yankees, put on the pinstripes, and now is on his way to 800 home runs. God bless him.
He's got 200 to go. That's a lot of home runs.
Yeah, but he's got 7 years left on his contract.
Saying it's a lot of home runs to ask the guy to hit.
Seven divided by two. It's only 30 a year.
All right, so not when he's 47, is he going to be hitting 30 home runs a year?
Oh, when he's 42, why not?
Oh, well, you know, he's
playing
in great
the softball.
Shape.
He's playing in the American League. I mean, so that means he could DH. He's not playing in the National League, you know,
thanks,
like, where they play real baseball.
I was unaware of what league he was in.
Speaking of real baseball, the Mets fielding error from Ike Davis last night, a throwing error from David Wright. Two more bad throws, Jose Reyes.
And this is in the head of Jose Reyes now.
Yeah, Wayne Hagen on the fan. It all
Jerry Rello.
To the Braves, pounding the Mets 8-3.
I didn't know he was a psychiatrist.
And Reyes, not sure what the hell happened.
I should make those plays. You know, I made those plays 99% of the time.
And manager Jerry Manuel, and it seems
think
miserable.
Think of this, Ray. It's more like 96% of the time.
Apparently.
Made some errors. There's going to be time when we do that occasionally.
But at least he understands.
We can't kick it around like that and expect to play late or to play at all.
I thought Landon Donovan was on the Mets yesterday.
Loss to Mike Pelfrey. His fourth straight. Pelfrey has gone from 10-2 to 10-6.
Been frustrating for the last, you know, six, seven starts now, whatever it is. And, you know, definitely continue tonight.
The Mets mercifully have a day off.
I feel bad for him.
But tomorrow they're in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but he's not a douche or anything. He's a good guy, you know.
New York now trailing Atlanta by 7.5 games in the NL East. Up in Albany, Giants center Sean O'Hara missing another day of practice with the sore ankle. Hakeem Nicks setting things out today as well with the knee. And it is official. Shaq signs with the Celtics. And now time for moment of the day.
Hey, Eddie, why didn't you give that kid an internship I asked you to give an internship to?
Which one was this?
Well, I'm not going to say his last name, but Robert just sent me an email that did everything he could to get an internship, and you have said no to him?
Uh-oh.
Why is that?
Oh, the one that came in here?
From Hofstra. Yeah, the kid's a graduating senior in Hofstra. He needs an internship to graduate college. Give the kid an internship.
I think he's graduated already.
No, he has to get these final credits to graduate. He needs an internship program.
Just give him an internship.
Give the kid an internship.
Like, you know, you don't have room for him around here.
That's unbelievable.
My God.
Why would you deny the kid graduating from college? Power trip that you're on?
Yeah, Eddie, you
well,
know.
Forwarded to me.
Next thing you know,
already,
you're going to be on Deadspin.
I already forwarded you everything. The kid just sent me an email. I tried everything in my power. I really appreciate, you know, you're helping me with this. But unfortunately, done.
Did he say he contacted me?
Oh, now we're going to play dumb.
Yeah, there we go.
Nah, I see what's going on.
Usually the way
now.
It works around here.
What?
I got that email.
Did he contact me?
We'll talk about this off the air.
Yes, we will.
What'd you say, Jerry?
Moment of the day.
Did the Mets win last night?
No.
The Yankees did, right?
Yes, they did.
Yesterday, yesterday morning's show, Boom and I were discussing whether or not the Yankees would win, and this is now hours before the game took place as opposed to afterwards. Here's what we said yesterday.
Lock it up. The Yankees win by a minimum of 5 runs today. La 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 la, lock it up.
La 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 la, lock it up.
That's what I have to say about that.
Does your boy A-Rod know what time the game is?
And Tampa will lose to Minnesota today, and all will be right in the world. You know what? A-Rod's going to hit his home run today, too. Oh, 3 for 3.
Why, did somebody else say that he was going to hit a home run?
Mike said after he hit the home run that he knew before he hit it, that he was telling the guys that he's going to hit it before he did it, and then he said it after he did it.
Do we have that?
I said it before he did it. That he did it. And
how
then
do you know
it.
He said it that he did it when he didn't do
Eddie
it?
Eddie pulled the tape for me today and said, guys, wait till you hear this. Go ahead, Eddie.
I said to the guys, and I hadn't been doing this. I just said to the guys, I think it had gone long enough. I said, you know, just it had to happen. You know, I said, guys, watch, it's going to happen today.
There you go. See, he knew,
it's
too.
It's just been too long.
So I'm not the only one.
No, but he knew, so.
So there's two of us here that knew he was going to hit the home run.
Right.
Damn it. I thought I was the only one who knew.
No, he knew.
Before he hit it. And you know, then he hit it, and then
I think that was probably after he hit it, though.
Well, I was right. Well, he comes on after, you know. So
he knew before, but
didn't two of
say.
Us knew. So you've got two.
All right.
Two great future predictors here on the show.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Moment of the day made possible by Lake Tech Side Optimum Driver Resurfacer. Available at the Home Depot. It's the one with the blue lid. Moment of the day!
And with the Jen Sturger, Brett Favre conversation this morning, we had a conversation ourselves off the air that carried on, and really when Boomer says penises, how can it not be the moment?
And what is Al Dukes doing in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer locker room anyway?
Right, Al,
look at Michael Houston. Oh, Trent Dilfer's junk is like, and I'm like, I want to know what Trent Dilfer's junk looks like. I mean, come on, Al.
I was in the locker room, and I looked at other people's penises. I mean, come on.
I mean, you
got a fair description
me.
Of how I sound.
I mean, jeez.
I didn't sound anything like that. I was just saying.
No, it was pretty close.
Kind of did, actually. Al, that was very close to the tape.
Nice job on that, Boomer, and that's your moment of the day. Bobby the Blagmeister's here. What do you got, Bobette?
All right, we had a poll today, guys. How do you feel about A-Rod hitting home run number 600? The first was, it means nothing to me. He's a lying cheat. 41% thought that.
Wow.
It was quite a special day at the stadium. He's not the only one who took PEDs. There was 45%.
Nice, okay.
And the 14% said, who cares? They want to see Favre's junk.
So there you go.
We had our attention grabber
today. That's a
little
twisted fans that we have. Yes.
That's
attention grabber is a Greek model named Christina Moustaka, and there is nothing wrong with this.
I agree.
You had all you guys covering A-Rod.
Why are you shaking?
I'm not shaking.
No, you're shaking. Ever since you killed that deer, that innocent deer.
Well, maybe
that
my nerves
didn't
want to
die.
Sad. You know how many
Bambi.
Times I've
You've
seen
been shaking.
That deer in my thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Every morning.
Just killed
morning.
Bambi and left her on the road to bleed out and die.
A little cute little Bambi.
Poor little deer.
Split
just
it right
to
in
go
half.
Home.
Smacked
she did.
The crap out of it.
Yep.
It did. Went right
maybe
in
Maybe he shouldn't speed.
Yeah. Bucky Dent, AJ Delaria. Boomer, I was going to thank you for breakfast this morning.
Yes, sir.
But we have a bit of a situation.
Go ahead.
I gave Rocco $5 for breakfast.
For your egg
you
sandwich, right?
And nothing back. So either Rocco screwed me or screwed you. But
well, he has until 10 o'clock to give you the money, so don't
That's
worry
true.
About
the
it.
Show's not over till 10, so as long as you get your fin back by 10, you're straight.
Okay.
All right, good. And what's the website?
Oh, you go to boomerangcarton.com.
Nice job, Bobby. 877-337-6666. We have one more pair of Yankee tickets to give away. We will give those away before 10 o'clock. But what else would I have here, guys?
I have something.
Oh, you got something?
Yeah, it's 947 on Fan.
Nice.
And Craig, you know, the one question I get from people who hear me talk about Metro PCS is, does Metro PCS actually have a BlackBerry? And now I can finally tell them, yes, Metro PCS does offer the BlackBerry Curve 8530 smartphone. And I don't have to tell you why BlackBerry is a great phone. Everyone that has one will tell you that they absolutely love it and can't live without it. The amazing thing about a BlackBerry on Metro PCS is that you get an unlimited BlackBerry plan that includes unlimited talk, text, web, and email. For just $60 a month. That's right, an unlimited BlackBerry plan for just $60 a month. I think most people out there will pay well over $100 a month for their BlackBerry plan. So I challenge everyone listening, why don't you compare your current BlackBerry bill to the unlimited BlackBerry plan from Metro PCS? And once you make the switch, the only thing you'll have to worry about is what you're going to do with all the money that you'll be saving. Plus, here's the good news about Metro PCS. There is no annual contract, and all the taxes and fees that drive up the cost of most wireless bills are included. Why don't you head into your local Metro PCS store and check out their unlimited BlackBerry plan for yourself at only $60 a month. You can't afford not to.
It's easy to say yes at STS because STS Tire and Auto Centers has the right tires priced right now, including Toyo tires driven to perform. Say yes to savings at STS and let the employee owners of STS help you find the right tires for your vehicle. STS stocks all the major brands, sizes, and featuring Toyo, and STS will match any local competitor's advertised price and provide free tire rotations for the life of the tire with the purchase of four. Stop at your neighborhood STS and see the right Toyo tire for your vehicle. It's easy to say yes at STS. Yes.
1-800-M-A-T-T-R-E-S. Relax. College isn't something to lose sleep over, especially if you get a new mattress from 1-800-Mattress. Get convenient delivery nationwide. Choose from Sealy, Simmons, or Serta starting at just $199. Plus, get a free camcorder or flash drive with purchase of select models. Save the stress for the classroom and get fast and easy service from 1-800-Mattress.
1-800-M-A-T-T-R-E-S.
Hey everybody, it's Boomer, and as you know, I love Bermuda, the pink sand beaches, turquoise waters, and all of the beautiful tropical flowers. You know, the best part of the trip was how accommodating the local Bermudians were and how truly they made my experience one of a kind. Here's how Muriel Richardson, manager of the Roseden Hotel, accommodates every guest that walks through the door.
I want our guests to feel like they have truly experienced Bermuda. Bermudians are very friendly, so there's a warmth about your experience when you come to Bermuda. Our staff, they are given the right to do whatever they think they need to do to make a guest happy. I feel so blessed and lucky to have been born in Bermuda, to be able to work here. Every day I drive up this driveway and I see the flowers and the beauty of the country in Bermuda, I just say wow.
Enjoy free nights and free meals in Bermuda now with their endless summer promotion. Simply visit the website at bermudatourism.com or call your local travel professional.